Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
This is Money Stories, Episode 9, The Making of the Compass Catholic Money Coach Training Program with me, Caitlin Cano. Hi, and welcome to Money Stories, a podcast where I interview fellow Catholics and Christians so we can all learn from their personal money stories. I'm Caitlin Cano. I'm a wife, mom, financial counselor, and student of all things stewardship. Today we're talking about the making of the Compass Catholic Money Coach Training Program. We just launched this new ministry this week, and we're so excited about it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my personal money story and how the Money Coach Training Program came to be. I hope you enjoy it. I thought I would take this week's Money Stories podcast to tell you the money story of the Money Coach Training Program. I actually think it's a pretty cool story. I also thought I would take this week to tell you a little bit about my money story and how I became interested in personal finance and personal finance from an authentically Catholic perspective, which is a whole different perspective. So I am a military spouse. My husband and I have been married for 14 years, and he's a really cute Air Force pilot. And we have four kids, ages 13 to 7. We also have a golden retriever. So we are just a typical American family. My money story started when we were about a year and a half into our marriage. My husband was going to be deploying and we had a baby at home. We were expecting number two. I was just getting bored. My baby was a good sleeper. He was just a good baby. I knew that I wasn't going to be going back to work. My husband was about to deploy. We were about to have another baby. So going back to work wasn't an option, but I was just so bored. And my husband said, "Have you ever heard of this organization called Navy Marine Corps Relief Society?" I had heard of them, but I hadn't really given them much thought. And he said, "Well, they're looking for volunteers and they pay for childcare. So maybe you should go in there and see if you can help out, maybe get out of the house a couple of days a week." So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it also gave me a chance to meet some other military spouses and kind of make some friends. So I did that. And working at Navy Marine Corps Relief Society really opened my eyes as to the impact that financial stress could have on someone. I'd have these big, strong Marines come in and sit down in front of me, and they'd be requesting some kind of financial assistance. And there would be several times where they would just break down in tears because the financial stress was just so weighing on them. It would really be impactful to me to see how stressed out they were because they couldn't make their bills, or they made a bad decision, or they didn't have an emergency fund and an emergency happened. So that was a really impactful experience that I had at Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. I was then given the opportunity through a scholarship to earn my AFC designation, and that stands for Accredited Financial Counselor. So I started taking classes in financial wellness and financial counseling, kept with Navy Relief and volunteered with them for several more years. And eventually my husband decided to make a career change and we were going to be moving back home to Las Vegas. At that point, I was just looking online. My babies were all in school full time, and my husband was going to be home for a couple months before his new position started. And I found a position with a government contract working with veterans. And I said, you know, maybe I want to go back to work. And so we talked with the employer, and the position was very flexible. So I ended up getting hired on this government contract, and it was a beautiful experience. I was able to work with veterans as a financial fitness coach. I was able to earn another designation, and eventually I moved up to program management and the leadership and training team of this government contract. So it was a great experience. I love my veterans. They have really impacted my outlook on financial wellness and how, again, financial stress can affect these really strong people who served our country. It was just a really great experience. So as this government contract was coming to a close, I knew I wanted to start linking my professional experience with my faith, with my Catholic faith. So I reached out to John and Evelyn Bean at Compass Catholic Ministries, and I asked, what does this faith-based financial wellness world look like? What's involved? How can I be of service? I said, these are my accreditations, this is my training, and how can I make an impact in this world? And they said they'd actually been praying to start a money coaching ministry at Compass Catholic. And they asked if I would be willing to start that ministry. So I talked about it with my husband. We did some praying and it kind of spoke to our hearts. And so we said, okay, you know, this is going to be my next career move. We started building this money coach training program in April of 2019. And it was definitely a labor of love. It was, you know, many hours on the computer, just starting from scratch, using best practices from other programs, pulling things out from all these different resources, saying, what do we need that's specific to Compass Catholic, and building those things from scratch. So it was months of work and testing and all these different things that we did to get this Money Coach training program ready to go and ready to roll out to Catholic parishes. And so we started, like I said, in April of 2019, and it was ready to go to the publisher in March of 2020. And then COVID happened. We thought when we were going to be rolling out this ministry that we were going to have to convince people how financially fragile they were, or that they were walking a financial tightrope, or that not having an emergency fund could be impactful should an emergency happen. And so we thought we were going to be spending all this time building the case. And then COVID built the case for us. It's really tragic what's happened and the impact it's had, and that people have lost jobs and been laid off and had reduced hours and everything else. And we are heartbroken for all those folks. We just count ourselves blessed that we were able to have this placed on our hearts back in 2019, and that we were working on it with something was motivating us. And I don't know what it was. And I really think it was the Holy Spirit that was putting this in our hearts to keep going, keep building this program. Those late nights of realizing that we were down the wrong rabbit hole and having to tear things out and restart from scratch. I really think that was the Holy Spirit that was placing this in our hearts to get this going so we can be here to support Catholic parishes and support Catholics move forward by having access to a money coach training program. So that is kind of my story about how I am now here with Compass Catholic Ministries. And since that time, I've been brought on full time. And I am just so blessed to be able to be here and support Catholics as we all rebuild to financial wellness. All right, so what is the Money Coach Training Program? Well, at Compass Catholic, we train and certify money coaches to work within local parishes, within their local communities, or they can coach remotely using Zoom. If you are a trained money coach, you are a volunteer within your local parish. So this is a really great ministry for someone who has a heart to help others through navigating a financial goal, overcoming a financial challenge. It's also a great training program for parish staff. So many parish staff work with people who have financial challenges, or they have something they have to work through and they don't have the proper training to have the conversations about money. So this is a really great program where we can train parish staff and train parish volunteers to work with their parishioners one-on-one or one with a couple. So if this is something you feel your parish would benefit from, having access to a trained and certified money coach who you know is not selling any financial goods or services to your parishioners, then I recommend you go to compasscatholic.org. One of our prerequisites for being a money coach is that you have participated in one of our pre-approved Compass Catholic Bible studies. So if you've not yet, we recommend you start with signing up for a Faith and Money Matters Bible study online. And if you've already participated in one of our pre-approved Bible studies, then at that point you are eligible to sign up for the Money Coach Training Program. So if this is speaking to you, think about it, pray about it. You can also email us moneycoaching@compasscatholic.org, and I will get back to you and answer your questions you may have. I've already had people reaching out to me on Facebook and via email and all these different means, LinkedIn. It's been, a labor of love for many months now. So that is our money story for this week. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
For more information about Compass Catholic Ministries, including the various Bible studies and services that we offer, please visit compasscatholic.org. If you enjoy Money Stories, please share it with a friend. You may also like Compass Catholic's other podcast, Manage Your Money God's Way, available wherever you get your podcast. If you have any comments about today's show or suggestions for future shows, please email us at info@compasscatholic.org. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.